Hi, friends, and welcome to Little Legends, the podcast where we meet real people who change the world by being curious, brave, and just a little bit bold. Now, let me ask you something. If you could do something that everyone else said was impossible, would you still try it? Would you try it even if people laughed, even if you might fail? Keep that question in your mind while we tell today's story. Did you know that long before airplanes filled the sky, there was a little girl who looked up at the clouds and wondered, "What if I could fly up there?" Today's story is about that girl and how she grew up to become one of the most famous pilots in history. This is Little Legends, and this is the story of Amelia Earhart. Before she was a famous pilot, before she wore goggles and a leather jacket, before she disappeared into history, she was just a curious kid who loved adventure and grew up to touch the clouds. Let's rewind the clock way back to the late 1800s in Kansas. Amelia was a kid just like you. She scraped her knees. She spent hours playing with her younger sister climbing trees.
I bet I can climb higher than you.
She loved playing basketball. She also loved dogs and had one named Jake. Amelia was always running fast and trying new things. But here's something special about Amelia. She didn't really like being told, "That's not for girls." She didn't like fancy dresses, and she didn't like staying indoors. When other kids played with dolls, Amelia hunted rats with a rifle. She loved exploring, building things, and trying what other kids were told was not for girls. One day, when she was 7 years old, with the help of her uncle, she built something very interesting. A homemade roller coaster. Yep, a roller coaster. She built a wooden ramp on top of a family tool shed and used a wooden box as a cart.
Ready!
She crashed. She got scraped up. But when she stood up, she was smiling.
Oh, that was just like flying.
Amelia loved adventure, and she wasn't afraid to get dirty, messy, or scared. But at this point in her life, something important was missing. She hadn't found the thing yet. When Amelia grew older, life got harder. Her family had money problems. Her father struggled with alcohol. They moved around a lot. Sometimes Amelia felt uncertain, and sometimes she felt different. And when she first saw an airplane at a state fair, a small airplane flew overhead, low and loud, but she wasn't impressed.
That looks like a rusty box with wings.
But everything changed a few years later. It was 1920. Amelia was 23 years old when she went to an air show in California. A pilot offered her a short ride, so she climbed into the seat and the engine roared. As the plane lifted off the ground grew smaller and the sky opened wide. Amelia felt something she had never felt before, like her heart jumped, like the sky was calling her.
I have to fly.
Amelia later said it felt like she belonged in the air. From that moment on, she made a brave decision. She would learn to fly, even if it was hard, even if people laughed, and even if she failed. That was it. That was her turning point. Within days, she started saving money for flying lessons. She worked odd jobs, a photographer's assistant, a truck driver, and a clerk. Anything to afford flying, because she remembered how it made her feel. She saved every dollar, practiced again and again. And guess what? She became really good. But here's the problem. In the 1920s, very few women were pilots. People said things like, "Flying is for men. It's too dangerous. Girls can't do that. You should choose something easier." But Amelia didn't listen. She felt scared, but also curious. And curiosity can be very powerful. She bought a bright yellow plane and named it the Canary. She practiced and practiced, and in 1922, she flew higher than any woman had ever flown before, 14,000 feet. That's almost 3 miles up. Now here's the heart of Amelia's story. In 1932, Amelia did something no woman had ever done before. She flew solo, all by herself, across the Atlantic Ocean. There was only one other person that had done it before. It was a clear evening when the plane took off from the east coast of Canada and headed east. no co-pilot, no helper, just Amelia, surrounded by clouds, wind, and water below. The trip was long, and storms rolled in. Her plane shook. At one point, ice formed on her wings. Her altimeter, that tells the height, stopped working. She didn't know how much fuel she still had left. Imagine being alone in the sky, nothing but clouds and ocean below. No GPS, no radio music, just courage. She was tired, she was cold, and she was scared. Some say she was flying blind that night through the storms. But she kept going, through fear, through doubt, through exhaustion, because Amelia believes something deep inside, that courage isn't about not being scared, it's about flying anyway. After nearly 15 hours, she landed safely in Ireland. It was not Paris like she had planned, but she made it. People all over the world cheered, not just because she flew so far and made history, but because she showed the world what was possible. Bravery comes in many forms, and that girls belong everywhere dreams can go. Amelia Earhart didn't just fly planes. She set records for women flying planes, and she changed minds. She proved that girls could be pilots, that women could take risks, that bravery isn't about not being scared. It's about going anyway. After her flights, more girls believed they could become pilots, scientists, explorers, anything. She showed that adventure belongs to everyone and showed that dreams don't have rules about who's allowed to have them. Unfortunately, her final flight remains a mystery. In 1937, Amelia tried to fly around the world near the equator, the longest flight ever attempted. She had almost made it around the world, but somewhere over the Pacific Ocean, her plane disappeared. No one knows exactly what happened. Her disappearance remains one of history's great mysteries, sparking decades of theories and searches. And while that part of her story is mysterious, her courage is not. Amelia Earhart was a larger-than-life person. She showed courage. She flew into storms and into history. Determination. She worked hard for lessons and never quit. Independence. She believed in herself even when others didn't. Curiosity. She always wanted to explore what was beyond the horizon. Confidence. She wore pants when women were expected to wear dresses, and she didn't apologize for it. These are traits you can practice too. Amelia once said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity." That means once you decide to try, keep going. As we wrap up, here are some fun Amelia facts. Amelia kept a scrapbook of famous women scientists when she was young. She was one of the first women to wear a flight suit designed just for her. She helped start a group called the 99s, an international club for women pilots that still exists today. Before we go, let's see if you remember some cool things about Amelia Earhart.
What did she build in her backyard with her uncle? What was the name of her yellow plane? Where did her plane land after 15 hours of flying across the Atlantic Ocean?
Remember that question we asked at the very beginning? If you could do something that seemed impossible, would you still try it? Amelia Earhart did, even when people doubted her, even when flying was dangerous, even when the sky was full of storms. She tried anyway. So next time you look at the sky, ask yourself, what seems impossible right now? Maybe it's learning something hard. Maybe it's trying out for a team. Maybe it's standing up for somebody. Remember Amelia, she didn't wait for permission. She built ramps. She climbed trees. She flew, and so can you in your own way. Before you go, don't forget to keep the adventure going. Head over to littlelegendspodcast.com, where you'll find a collection of complimentary tools designed to bring each episode to life, including fun word searches, engaging activity guides, helpful teacher resources, and even a full homeschool guide. Whether you're learning at home, in the classroom, or just looking for a little extra fun, there's something there for every young legend. Check it out at littlelegendspodcast.com and keep exploring.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Little Legends. We hope you enjoyed learning about this historical figure and their incredible stories. Remember, history is full of inspiring people who change the world in big and small ways. Until next time, keep exploring, asking questions, and imagining what you might do in the future. Stay curious, and we'll see you on the next adventure.